Blog Talk Radio.
Pros and the No start with Lowe's, because Lowe's saves pros money toward their bottom line every day. Stop in during Cobalt Tool Day and save up to 25% off a variety of select Cobalt tools. If you're short on time, shop online at lowesforpros.com, and your order will be ready for pickup in-store at our Pro Desk. So, Pro, now that you know, let's get started. Offer valid through July 31st, while supplies last. See store for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother, Brad Muhammad, live on your Blog Talk Radio, coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m. Saturday evening. It gives me great privilege, and surely I'm highly honored to be able to do so. I'm not being redundant, but I do repeat myself. I am consistent. I'm repetition. I allow myself to constantly do all that is good, and I try not to give up. I don't hesitate. I don't delay. I try my best to give back. And most people do not understand that. You must give back. I tell you, I'll give you a few examples. If you breathe in God's air, his air, you breathe in it, that is his air. But he gives it to you as a loan. And you breathe in. Don't let it out. Hold your breath, squeeze your nose, and if you don't let go, you will die. You must give that air back. He gives you water to drink. And you can drink all the water you want. It's free. Stand outside and catch the rain. It's free water. But if you don't let it out, internally you will dry. You must give it back. He gives you food to eat. Yes, he does. You plant seed. But in the triple darkness, you don't know how do those come out of the ground. And can you imagine all the different vegetables that comes out of the ground with the same water? You never think about it, do you? But do not let it out. Become obesity. Just get as large as you want to become. I've seen people go up to 600 and 700 pounds. Can't hardly move. They don't lose the weight, they will die. You must give it back. Likewise with knowledge, brothers and sisters. You cannot go and learn all this knowledge and go to school and get all this education and not give it back. Not give it to those who don't know. And I found out a lot of people do not know. So it gives me great privilege, and I'm highly honored that God motivates me to want to study about anything. One day I'm going to open up my phone, and I'm going to allow you to call in and ask me questions. I don't really like that only because it takes you off of your topic in which you want to present. But I can do it because I don't really have a topic unless something comes to me that allows me to say, I'm going to deal with that. Then that's the topic. But I have said many times, for over 4 years, I say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I don't need to say anything else. With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful Dima. And then he comes and helps. He guides your tongue. He takes the selfishness out of it. So some people talk just for their self-gratification. It's only about self. It doesn't mean nothing. It's called bad intentions. But when you do something for the sake of people, that's good intention, and even if in fact it does not work, you get the reward anyway. See how merciful God is? It's all in good intention. I'm going to give you an example. Let's say that you don't like this little girl. Oh, the mother introduced you to her because it's her child, but the child's in your way. You look around. You see nobody. What you do? You throw the girl in the middle of the street, knowing the bus is coming. But you happen to look up. Oh, Miss Mary is in the window. What do? You go dive for the baby. Everybody on ground zero is making you a hero. You have saved that child. But in the eyesight of God, he knows you had bad intentions. So you will pay, even though you're being rewarded by us that have not seen. But you say to yourself, why did this man knew he wanted to kill the child, but yet he dies for it? Well, he had second thought. No, he looked up and saw Miss Mary. Miss Mary knows he threw that child in that street. Of course, she's not God. But if he can see it, God can see. Because not a leaf fall from the tree without the will of God. Now there's another man. He saw the little girl getting ready to run in the street. Oh, do he run. But something tripped him. There was something in the way. He fell. When he got up, he was 2 seconds from getting there. The baby was killed. Oh, do he feels bad. But God's going to reward him for his good intentions, even though he didn't do it, meaning he didn't save her. It wasn't meant for him to save her. But because of the good intentions, he gets rewarded. The first one will be punished for bad intentions. The will of God, that's the will, to believe that God's going to give it to you. But you don't get it right away. You got to work for it. First come difficulties, then comes ease. So you must go to work. If you don't go to work, brothers and sisters, you will never, ever get to your goal. You have to work. You remember the story about the rabbit and the head boy. That rabbit can run. And he was running so fast that he had time to turn over the company. It was going to take him a long time to catch up. He wakes up and realizes that the turtle about 40 yards had passed him. He runs down past the turtle and go almost 200 yards. He's hitting the rest again. Why? He knew the turtle was slow. And then he gets up for the third time. He overslept. He saw the turtle pretty much at the finish line. Oh, he runs. He dies. And he gets to the turtle, but the turtle crossed the line. The turtle won. Now, how this slow turtle beat the hare, the rabbit? The rabbit's so quick. It's because he took time off. The rabbit, the turtle did not. He was consistent. Boy, was he consistent. Never gave up. And he reached his goal as beating the rabbit. Well, that's a metaphor. That's a metaphor. You have to go and work for what you want. It's not going to fall from the sky. You got to get up and go to work. And you keep working, and you keep working, and you keep working. You say, well, when is it going to happen? Well, that is patience. Patience is virtue. Patience is repetition. Patience is continuity. Patience is to give it 110%, but it's not going to happen unless God wills it. If you have patience on God, because if you don't believe anything that is right has already been written for you. You just cannot give up, and you must keep working. This broadcast is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Mirage Speaks, and we come to you 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year, and we try our best to bring you into a knowledge that you may not have a clue that you should know about. And that's what I try to do. I'm Murad Muhammad. I'm your host tonight, Saturday, where most people are out enjoying themselves. I enjoy myself doing this. I've always been a hard worker, and I always worked harder so I can help others. You know, I didn't know there was a group of females that tune in. And my assistant, Joan Adilla, you know, it's one thing to have a sister, but one that loves to hear you speak, that's very rare. Your own wife don't want to hear you speak. Oh, I heard that before. Oh, I've been around him so long. Your siblings don't have a clue. You don't even understand that your children, you raised them, and you taught them well, and you did so many things for them, but they don't remember. They don't forget. You're just another person. I tell you, you children made sure you turned me on. Each one of you got your own home. Don't you know that gives me ratings? How did you like me now? Oh, we forgot. You should remind us. We didn't turn you on. So if the people in TV land was like my children and my family members, I wouldn't get no ratings. But see how God is great? I go viral on the radio. My family don't listen. In the networks, my ratings was off the charts. You see, brothers and sisters, I can only tell you like this, and this is not bragging, this is praising God. Bit different. I give God the credit because I'm born and raised in the projects. And so therefore, everything was written on my portfolio. No, no, no. There's no way he would make it. He'll get a good job making $20 an hour. That was modern-day technology. We just cut off. I tried to come back in. They said, the host is on. I'm the host. Why would I be on? Everybody knows Saturday is my evening unless I give it to someone else. But that's modern technology. We don't own it. We rent it. It's a Jewish guy who came up with the idea. He wanted to talk to his family while he traveled the globe and found out that Blog Talk Radio works, and he decided to share it with others. And he started in 2006. He didn't make money until 2011. Oh, he's making a lot of money today. There's a whole lot of Blog Talk Radio. But what makes it so unique? What makes it so unique, you can dial anywhere in the world on your telephone. You also can go on the Internet. So you can be in your automobile, and sometimes the radio will go out, but the phones don't go out, especially if you got Verizon. You can travel all over this country, and you would get a single out. So that's what made it unique. I have to salute him for it because I use it and thousands of more people use it. Isn't that something? So sometimes it can throw you off because you don't understand where you were when you were speaking, and you lose the people who were sitting there waiting for the answer of what I was speaking about. And I pretty much was trying to tell you that in the network where I come from, it says, no, you cannot be able to reach your goal, young man, because you're from the inner city. Your father left your mother at an early age. I remember distinctly. I was 8 years old, and my mother, all I heard, the judge said, he's going to jail. I asked my mama, could she be excused? And when we went in the back, the judge allowed her. And I said, Mama, what are you doing? You sending Daddy to jail? She said, he owes money, and we need that money. I said, Mama, don't send Daddy to jail. She said, well, how are we going to eat, boy? I'm in school. I said, I'll take care of you. And I took care of my mama. She trusts me. I took care of her all the way to her grave. One thing I learned, that mamas are important. They're so important, you give them everything they want. Because when they pass away, do you lose a major asset? You don't know that until they leave. Everybody's crying, everybody upset, and you realize, but you didn't do a damn thing for her when she was alive. Oh, mamas don't bathe. No, they don't bathe. But something is wrong. Sometimes we say it's the son. The mama's, the woman's not supposed to take care of anybody. But we say sometimes it's the son. I come to the conclusion it's not the son. It's you. The way you conducted your life in front of those children, they will never forget. Oh, they love you. But they ain't going out their way. They are not going out their way. Yes. And one day I'm going to teach on that. Because some of your mothers mistreat the children. When they see this man walk in and that man walk in and that man walk in and that man walk in and you leave them alone with strangers and you bring strangers in the house that they got to put up with, whether they smokers or drinkers or dope addicts, that stays in the subconscious mind of the human being. And they have that hesitation. Well, I want to tell you, and hopefully I don't forget to talk about the network, because that's what I wanted to talk about, is the network. But I want to tell you that I love my mother. Because only one man came in that house was my daddy. Boy, did I love to see my daddy. But he wouldn't stay. Kept coming and going, but I loved my daddy. That's why I stood up for him in the courtroom. And when Dad left, I would not go to bed without my mother. If she wasn't in that house, I'm not going to sleep. Oh, they used to chase me and beat me and everything else, I still came out. I'm not going to bed without mama. And she comes in, the first thing she said, this is your mother, meaning that chain better be on that door. Or you got to whoop it. So mama came home every night because I was there. I was up under her. I would not sleep without her. Oh, I love that woman. And then one day, it was a knock on the door. Years later, that door, you had to look to the people. And I said, who is it? Santa Claus. And I thought, this man must be out of his mind. And I run and said, Mama, Mama, there's a man out there calling himself Santa Claus. She said, boy, open that door. I opened the door. Tall, wavy hair, light skin. I ain't never seen him before. He said, hi, your partner. I'm your new daddy. Ooh, the world is this. And he walked in. That was his name, Santa Claus. Now, he had a name. His mama gave him, but everybody called him Santa Claus. Come to find out, that was my mother's first husband. Before I was even born. He came back. And, make a long story short, he was a sharp dude. And I learned a whole lot from him. He made sure he used to call me baby boy. So that was a good thing. But what I'm saying is, so those are only two men I knew about. as I got older and learned about life, I said, how did my mama go so long without having sex? Now, I've told her this, and she laughed and said, boy, you better get out of here. I said, mama, either you was having sex in a hotel, in the automobile, or in the hallway. But I always wondered, how did you was able to do what a woman needs to have? Boy, you better get out of here. I used to talk to my mother like that. But I am telling you, that woman was there 24/7. There was no such thing as home alone. There was no such thing you going to take care of her children. She didn't leave us with nobody. And that woman took us every place she went. Now, it was a little different. What are you doing, boy? I'm going with you, Mom. No, you're not. Yes, I am. Boy, I got to go to work. I'll go to work with you. You can't go to work with me. Paul went to the elevator, and she had to literally holler at me to go back inside. Where are you going, boy? I'm going with you, Mom. You're not going with me. Yes, I am. I got to go to school. Well, I'll go to school. I'll wait for you outside till you come out. And same routine. She had to holler, put her foot down for me to go back inside. Then one day she took me. That was a whole new story. All I wanted to do was be alone with my mother. I didn't want none of the siblings around. I just wanted to be with my mother. Love her like that. That would be in my movie. Definitely would be in my book. But the point is, the way she treated us was unbelievable. Mama was home because this son, which was the middle son here, me, I knew where my mother was at all times because I was not going to my bed. And so I told my wife that. I said, you want that child to love you? Don't you ever leave him alone. You can't go nowhere with him. Don't go. You take your babies with you. And Mama took us everywhere she went. And you better be in line. The oldest one had to be in the front. The next oldest one had to be in the back. And you better not get out of line. You better walk behind her. Whether you was downtown, uptown, don't care where it was, you better stay in line. Well, she was a disciplinarian. I got all the beatings because I did everything that she was telling me to do. I did what I thought was real. And she would beat me, I'd get right back on her. She beat me, I'd get right back on her. Why? Why? Because I loved her. I loved my mother. And I have to say, my wife benefits because of my mama. Because when you got a wife that acts just like your mama and makes sure everything is okay and makes sure you're out the door neat and clean and make sure you eat properly, how can you not love that woman? You have to. So anyway, I was told I couldn't think big. But when I came to the Islam taught me think big and start small. So I did. I started small. And there was a rule that we was taught. It's called the Robin Rule. I knew Robin ain't write no rules for me. I'm going to break all the Robin rules, and I did. So I was able to go into the network. That's a long story. I don't have time to tell you the story. I want to get to some other things that I see as a key factor. But the point was consistent, and I got in the network. Now, Bill Cosby, we all know he is known for NBC. NBC, 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 which he ran in terrible difficulties with. Oprah Winfrey, she was known for ABC. ABC, 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 and they gave her hell. She got her own network now. And I'm so happy and elated she won a Lifetime Award that a black woman has never won. So that makes her successful in life. I
NBC. Yep. APC. Yep. CBS. Fox Network. USA. Closed Circuit. Pay-per-view. How was I able to do all of that? I'm trying to get back. You put your faith in God and don't deviate. He will bless you to be successful. It's what you asked for. I wanted to be famous so I could help others. So I'm known all over the world. I've been on the networks for 1,000 times. When I was young, there was a producer called Lear, L-E-A-R. And he promoted all the Moving On Up. You name it, he did it. But he ain't produced as much as I have. There's not another African-American or a celebrity, or I realize there's not a Caucasian, so meaning not a human being, produced more shows on the networks than I have. But when you come home, they don't care. They don't even listen. I can tell you how my children could have been very wealthy today. That would be another story. But they didn't listen. Because why? You just daddy. Don't mean nothing. And then sometimes a female don't even know what she has. And it's always material substance. Now, I have plenty of material substance. See, in my story, in my book, it takes millions to run my corporation. You have to have at least a minimum of $5 million a year. But they never gave me a loan. I've been in business 40 years. And more important, I never had a postponement. A cancellation. When I first started, they wrote in the Star Ledger that Barack Muhammad wasn't saved by the bell. Why? Hurricane, that thunder, rain, a storm came through. I couldn't have it that day. Hurricane Bell. But I started to say, I'll do it next week, and I did. That's an exception to the rule, and law doesn't matter. Exception to the rule. The norm was I never had a cancellation or a postponement. It looked like they were sitting there waiting. You know, they sat there and wait for Ali to get beat. And they really didn't get beat. They took it from them. Because they don't want a African-American, none with degrees, black, and no money to be that successful. So I'm known in 200 foreign countries. I'm in every newspaper throughout this country. I'm in every library. The reason I'm in every library is because you can't go into the newspaper and don't be in the library. You go in Alabama, I'm in the library. Mississippi, I'm in the library. Texas, I'm in the library. Virginia, I'm in the library. Pennsylvania, New York, I'm in the library. New Jersey, I'm in the library. It's not a paper in Louisiana, in Indianapolis, in Nevada. That is not me. I'm in the newspaper. Why? Because I do the impossible. So today I got a new title, Doctor. Listen, I didn't come out of grammar school on my own. They had to promote me and give me that diploma. I didn't make myself a doctor. I had to create it to put myself in the position that they reward me as doctor. Doctor what? The man creates miracles. You know, I'm an entrepreneur. I can't work for nobody. You want to kill me? Offer me a job for $10 million a year. You got $10 million a year, Marah? Yes, but I brought them $100 million. I would grieve. You would kill me that I'm bringing them $100 million and all I'm getting $10 million. A lot of money to you. No money to me. Not me. I want to be on the side to give. Yeah, it's a saying. Listen to it. Listen to it. The saying is, it's better to give than to receive. I wanted to know what that meant, that I give so much, but no one gives me nothing. And I literally pulled my car over at a young age and got out and said, Allahu Akbar. It came to me. To give is you have it. To receive it means you don't have it. So I'd rather give than to receive because I don't want no one to give me anything. You know, when I was young coming up, I drove my limos. I wore my custom suits. And I know how to get in the door. But you got to look the part. May Allah be pleased with my mother-in-laws who was there for me. May Allah be pleased with my mother that was there for me. Those are the women who went to the bank for me. Now, all of them benefited highly. Allah blessed me to be able to give them so much in life, including their daughters. There's not a mother-in-law that I don't know that didn't love me. But I took care of so many people. And I'm just praising God that I was able to do so, so I can use that in the day of judgment. What have you done, Marad? Oh, schools, hospitals, house of worship, men losing their life in line of duty, bulletproof vests, men in prison only make $1 a day. I come and make them financially independent, took over the whole entire prison system in the state of New Jersey. It's amazing. But I ain't just doing it in Jersey. They want me in Mississippi, the worst part of the world. In this country, to us, they hung our mothers, castrated our fathers, raped our little sisters. But I went there to prove had nothing to do with the color of my skin and how much money I had in the bank is my ingenuity, ability to build that state up with revenue. That's what I do. So I can make phone calls. And your son never graduated from college. Oh, they'll work for $40,000 a year. But I make one phone call, and if they work hard enough, $300,000, $400,000 a year. Because why? They workers. But they get good jobs. Oh, I get people in college, make one phone call. So I did a lot. Make sure everybody can do what they can do. But the problem is they just spinning it. And they think ain't no ending coming to it. You see, a wake-up call is God always send you a sign. He is a very successful man, making $300,000 a year. Well, he's not on no truck or no crane. This man built a business. Been in the country for 30 years. The president told him he got to go. Now he got to go all the way back to a country that you don't even want to go to visit today. And told him, I don't care. We'll see your children tomorrow. They called them
the future. He's going to get them out of here. Nobody want to go back to their country. So overnight, it's over. All the Latinos thought they was okay. You got to understand, some Latinos got white on their passports because they came in here to dominate and to be able to be not in accordance with the African Americans. Yes. I'm not time to talk all about that neither. But they sending them out of there. Can you imagine you married to a Latino and she got to go? People be happy in Puerto Rico. But every country, now they getting the Haitians. See how things happen? They can shut you down overnight. Who keeps operating that doesn't need the government other than pay taxes? Entrepreneur. The entrepreneur. But being an entrepreneur is not easy. You win some, you lose some, you win some, you lose some, you fall, you get back up. You have to be, look at all these great billionaires being charged with low morals. That's another story. But I met some beautiful ladies indirectly, and I just want to clear up a myth. Now, I appreciate them if they're listening to me this evening. I want to thank them for tuning in. And I want to deal with something they didn't grasp. I talked about God only gives us a perception in the Bible, in the Torah, in the Holy Quran. Why a perception? God does not dictate to you and I. You will never hear God dictate to you. Religion is sacred. People don't know that. Every religious person holds on to their revelation, which is sacred. And therefore, then you learn it was no religion. Let's look at it. Judaism. First religion that came to the man's world, 600 years ago. Christianity, 500 years ago. Buddhism came 300 years ago. Islam, 1400 years ago. So if we say that God created a religion for those who understand Muslim, it has nothing to do with religion. We understand that God created a religion for mankind 1,400 years ago. Why? Because there was no religion. You didn't have to have religion. We had just come into the womb, from the womb of the earth, which is Mother Earth. And so man was pretty much in his nature. He did not have to commit all these sins and killing and murdering and things of that nature. So we didn't need a religion. But man got so far off that religion had to come to help him to come back on the straight path. That's the best I can do for you in a short period of time. So I used the phrase that God never said you cannot commit adultery. My sisters misconstrued that God is saying you should not approach anything that's wrong because you'll be tempted. But he gave you the right. Let me give you a good example. Nicky Barnes had so many millions that he had 10 women. Each one of them, with no exaggeration, had at least 50 million in their wall. Now, whatever that means in the wall, that's the way President Carter said it. 50 million apiece. So he had nothing but cash. But Nicky Barnes told his people when he got busted, because he went on the front cover and said, untouchable. President Carter said, I want him in 72 hours. And they got him. But how he got released brothers and sisters, is that he gave up all his men. Why? Because he told them, do not touch these women that was mine. But the federal government took pictures of his best men was touching all of them. So he got angry and sent them all to jail. But yet he was rich. Here come Frank Lucas, and Frank Lucas was running drugs through the military. That's another story. We'll just leave it like that. And Frank Lucas called in his family members. And when he got busted, he had to give up everybody. But he said, I will give up everybody if you let me give up the white folks. Oh, federal government was happy. And so Frank Lucas come home in a wheelchair. And both of them, Nicky Bonds, Frank Lucas, had 11 years. Why would God give them 11 years? Because God does not dictate to you when he gave you a right to choose right or wrong. They chose wrong. It's called temporarily heaven for permanent hell. So if you fall victim to adultery, you will pay in this world. Because some husband is not going to accept it. You can lose your life and so forth and so on. But keep in mind, my sisters, that when God says adultery, he's not talking below your waist. That's the problem with people that read the Aegeo, which is the Bible, and can't difference from a perception and the reality. And that's what I teach on this radio, is reality. When you say Adam ate an apple from the tree, yes, that got your attention. But when you study Revelation, that's kindergarten. There was no real apple. There was no real tree. But these are a way that the script Revelation talks to you. So what is this apple? Because you got one that's called Adam apple, also a fool. So you ate that fool, meaning knowledge. Tree means knowledge. You took on the knowledge and so on and put it in, you swallowed it. And it tastes sweet because it was a lie sugarcoated with the truth. So God gives you a treat, but he does not mean the physical treat. Let me give you a good example real quick. What parent you know? There's a flood. Now you know that the president of the United States is going to kill all newborn babies if they are male. I'm using that as a metaphor now. Don't misconstrue that. I'll blame this on the president. So people don't know Pharaoh. But since y'all don't like the president, so I'm using the president because no one liked it, Pharaoh. So they used the word Pharaoh back then. But Pharaoh wanted to kill all the male children. So this mother put her baby in a basket and sent it. The Revelation says the river, that should have got you, nothing goes up. And the baby landed in the most highfalutin knowledge of people in Egypt. You ever been to Egypt? Everything is tall. Their statues are so tall, it's unbelievable. But again, I can't take time out and tell you all about Egypt. But yet Pharaoh was in Egypt. So that's like your child is Haitian and he lands into the White House. And guess what? The Haitian grew up. Now, again, I'm using a metaphor. So Moses grew up. And guess who took him in? The wife. And so Moses treated him like he was his own son. And then Moses go and tell Pharaoh that God says, let my people go. Hold that thought. Come another human being, a peasant. His name was Joseph. Joseph was put in the well by his children, by his siblings. That was Joseph's father's children. And Joseph was the baby. Father loved him. He was blind, loved him. King in his caravan and go get some water and saw Joseph down in the well. Picked him up, took him home. Where was home? Egypt. Joseph was so humble, a great servant, but he once was a handsome man because all the women loved Joseph. To the wife was going to commit adultery. You know the story. And she covered her stature. Joseph said, why are you doing that? Because Joseph was going to go for this one. She once was fine also. He didn't know any better. And the wife says, I'm covering my God. I don't want my God to see this shame. And Joseph woke up and said, she believe in a statue? When I believe in all true and living God? He said, I can't do it. Meaning his senses came back. He refused now to commit adultery. She didn't like that. You don't want me? Fine as I am, every man in here wants me, but I'm married to the king. But I'm willing to strip for you, Joseph. Joseph said, I can't do it. I cannot do it. So she told on him. But the king couldn't believe it because he was so honorable. But guess what? The wise man came in. He said, if in fact his shirt is ripped from the back, I'm sorry, from the front, he did it. Meaning, but guess what? The shirt was ripped from the back. So because the shirt was ripped from the back, it means he was trying to get away. Oh, she messed up now because everybody in the community knows she got a big O on her name. And I don't need no holy one. But the point I'm saying to you is that Joseph didn't do it. They sent him to jail anyway. Joseph grew up to be the prophet of God. Moses grew up to be, well, we don't like to say the prophet of God because then you would not understand. They are prophets to us. They became messengers of God and a prophet to us. So let me close this out. Both of them went to Egypt. Highfalutin. Could have went to anywhere else, but those were the high people that thought they was gods. So what did this Revelation is saying? He went up the river in a basket, meaning he only had a basket of knowledge. He had nothing else. He wouldn't know what they know in Egypt. But here comes Joseph in Egypt with high morals. So God is saying a little knowledge and a whole lot of morals, you can take over Egypt. You get it? Because all these men that is molesting children, all these men that's raping women, all these men are making you do the despicable things just to make you to make a living is being busted today. All that knowledge. These are millionaires, billionaires. These are senators. These are governors. But they have no morals. You got it. Little knowledge, a whole lot of morals. I honestly tell you, brothers and sisters, if I played that game, they'd have me. Because when you come in a caravan and you in a Mercedes and you riding Bentleys and you flying on helicopters and private jets and landing on the roof and staying in bungalows, they come to you. You want to talk? You come in, they butt naked. Put your clothes back on. I don't do that. Is there anything you got to offer me? Oh, you got a bright mind. You're very intelligent. I can use that. But I'm a married man. See the morals? That is a success. So you don't approach something that makes you weak. So my saying was, God did not tell you couldn't do it. Go ahead. You have the right. You're going to pay. You're going to pay severely. But when you use that, it's okay. But the morals God is talking about is that you sell your whole community down the drain for your own self-gratification. You got no morals. When the Jews get in office, they rule. When the Italians get in office, they rule. When the Irishmen get in office, they rule. As soon as a black man get in office, everybody rule but us. They lost their morals. They take pictures of you. They got things on you that you don't want out. And they get you to sell our city down. A city like Newark, we dominate. A city like Plainfield, we dominate. Should I go on? But we have nothing. Everybody got everything but us. As if we standing still. That's the morals that I'm talking about. That moral, you should understand, don't mess with that wife. You should understand, don't mess with that little girl to abuse her. If you ain't got good intentions, Allah will punish you. So yes, the Ten Commandments say things, but I don't have time to go over every 10 of the commandments. But it means more than what you think it means, that Moses brought the law. But we don't practice the law. No, we do not. See, every tub must stand on its bottom. That's what the Bible says. Why it says tub? There we go again. And it says bucket. Tub holds a lot of water. A lot of water. That's what tubs do. They hold a lot of water. So it says every tub, meaning every knowledgeable person stands on his own 2 feet. You can't take my burden. I can't take your burden. Because in the final day of judgment, you will be judged. Your husband, your mother, your father, your sister and brother cannot answer, nor can you, because your lips will be sealed. This is in Revelation. Who's going to talk to God about you? Your hands, your feet, your flesh will talk about you, what you have done. Hopefully I answered that question. I love it. Wish we had could do it live on the radio. That's what makes the radio so large. And don't you ever think that I'm scared of any question. I will ask that question because the only way my mama taught me, you're going to learn something, brother. You don't know nothing. You ask questions. We thank Allah for leaving us the Holy Quran in our life, although we didn't have understanding with it. But it was amongst us. When the Honorable Elijah Muhammad passed, we've been evolving ever since it came into our present. I thank you for listening to me, and I will be back on Sunday at 8 o'clock, 8 to 9. Camilla Tajuddin's spot that I would never take that away. She passed away, and I leave that as her name to Camilla Tajuddin Celebrity Sports Entertainment, who traveled the world with Muhammad Ali.
But if I say anything to bring you to a better understanding, if I say anything to allow you to stand up in your spirit and your soul and your God consciousness, to come back to your taqwa, to come back to your al-fitr, the nature in which God has created you to be, give that credit to Allah. If I say anything to hurt you, I apologize from the bottom of my heart. That's not my aim and purpose. And if I say anything wrong, I'm human. I make mistakes. But I greet you from Adam to Abraham to Jesus to Muhammad, the seal of the prophet, may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon the prophet and his descendants and his companion. From the Arabic words in the Holy Quran that man cannot take credit of, we say, Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Thank you for listening.
Pros and the no start with Lowe's, because Lowe's saves pros money toward their bottom line every day. Stop in during Cobalt Tool Day and save up to 25% off a variety of select Cobalt tools. If you're short on time, shop online at lowesforpros.com and your order will be ready for pickup in-store at our Pro Desk. So, Pro, now that you know, let's get started. Offer valid through July 31st while supplies last. See store for details. Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's saves pros money toward their bottom line every day. Stop in during Cobalt Tool Day and save up to 25% off a variety of select Cobalt tools. If you're short on time, shop online at lowesforpros.com and your order will be ready for pickup in-store at our Pro Desk. So, Pro, now that you know, let's get started. Offer valid through July 31st while supplies last. See store for details.